The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
The narrow road. 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 Go with me to the book of Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. I'm looking at verse 13 and 14. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. The narrow way, enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it. Amen.
Amen.
There are few who find
it.
This morning, I'm talking about the narrow road. Church, when I talk about that narrow, when I talk about narrow, I want to take you to your village. In fact, village. In the villages, we find paths. And we have walked there so much so that we have a path that is very small. It is very small. That is the type of road I'm talking about. Narrow, very narrow. It is not wide. It is very small. Very, very small. Jesus went throughout Galilee. Teaching in their synagogue, preaching the good news of the kingdom of God. Therefore, he was healing all manner of diseases and sickness among the people. News about Jesus Christ spread all over. In fact, in Syria, and people brought him all manner of diseases, all manner of illness. With various diseases. Those who were suffering from all kinds of diseases. Severe pain. Demon possessed. Those who were having paralytic people. Those who were paralyzed. And those who had all kinds of sickness. And the Bible said he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee. The Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across Jordan, followed him. Now when he saw the crowd, when Jesus saw the crowd, when he saw the crowd, when you see the crowd, I read about a great man of God. His name is A.A. Allen. He was one of the people that in the 1950s, they organized crusades at stadiums. When he has gotten to the crusade, when he saw people, his spirit was lifted up. And he screamed and said, bring me all kinds of sicknesses by the grace of God. Sicknesses were brought. And among them was someone on a stretcher who is paralyzed. And Allen screamed and held him up. If you be God and I be your servant, let this man rise and walk. Rise and walk. And the paralyzed man rose up and walk. Come on, somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. This is what happened. When Jesus saw the crowd, his spirit was lifted. He was happy. He healed them. And after everything, he sat them down.
So take it easy. Jesus don't only provide for us. He also teaches us. So listen to what happened. He taught the word. He explained the word. We are talking about holiness in assemblies of God. The Bible said Jesus began to teach them. He taught them. Amen.
Amen.
Large crowd from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across Jordan, they followed him. Now when he saw the crowd, he went up on the mountain, mountainside, and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He taught them a wide range of subjects pertaining to life, ranging from the beatitudes, and to the wise and the foolish. A builder, wise and foolish builders. One of the subjects which is noteworthy is a narrow road. From Matthew chapter 7, verse 13-14. Mass ministry. Jesus stressed the point. From Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 through 14. Jesus said, enter through the narrow gates. For wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life.
Only few.
Our Lord used this analogy between the discomfort and the troubles associated with walking on the physical narrow road through a narrow door and the difficulties that characterize the way of eternal life, to drive home a fact, a point that make it into the kingdom of God. It's not easy. This morning I'm talking about holiness. To make it into the kingdom of God, it's not easy. I went to South Korea in the 2000s. A young pastor of Assemblies of God. My church was up and coming. So when I got into South Korea, don't tell the leaders of Assemblies of God, your father is a good man, he will not tell anybody. In fact, when I got into South Korea, I needed some few things my church cannot provide. And I entered the factory. And I began to work. For 9 months, I worked.
9 months, no,
And I know the Ghanaian boys that were there.
Ghana form 91.
The Ghanaian boys.
Ghana form 91.
Then I would hear them shout.
Obeti sort him.
Lord, there's this guy by the fireside. My factory, we produce silver. We bring some to Ghana. Yeah? We produce silver.
Silver. No. Right. Chance, no.
So there is a portion where there's fire. And the young man there.
That branch one there, no.
Mr. Uwa, he'll be working.
Of a Uwa.
He'll be working.
Oh, yeah, Juma.
Then he will shout.
Hey, what's him?
Enye
ize. Hey, and that from crying.
Enye ize.
Hey,
so when we are on break,
it's hey, Omukwa and
we shout to one another.
How much see him?
Enye ize.
Enye ize.
Enye ize.
And that from crying.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And me, I was by a machine.
On the noise, if you didn't know.
My machine. I clear the debt on the silver. I have a metal in my hand. And my machine will be rolling. I'll just touch it. So I go around like this. I remember one day, the owner of the company, I don't know. I was working.
No, you're the
and when he came around,
Obaya, you know,
I was singing.
No, Tonium.
And I was singing.
No, Tonium. No, Jeduma. No, Freno.
In the Korean language, they call a pastor Boksanim.
Yeah, Boksanim. No, Katreno. No, Korean Katreno. And no, Katreno.
I don't know. The man I've heard that I'm a pastor.
What is your soft for Boksanim?
So, when I was.
It's your soft for what this said, you know.
So the Ghanaian boys were calling me. I was not here.
Until one on Fred for soft for Boksanim.
Then the man.
No, Boksanim. Be
he clapped his hands.
Now, if you were born in some manner.
Then he praised me in Korean language.
Korea kasemuno.
Anyaseyo.
And what can I anyaseyo?
Anyaseyo.
So for
that, when he praised me,
God, then
he dipped his hands into my
pocket.
And I tell you,
God, catch you,
the number of dollars I got.
Hey, not dollar, need
that flow. Day. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh.
Amen.
I want to talk about two things. The nature of the two roads. The nature of the two roads. I am talking about the narrow road. We are talking about holiness. So that we can get into heaven. Holiness, men's ministry, holiness. And I am saying that making it on the narrow road, it is not easy. Hello? The nature of the two roads. So let me look at the broad road. The broad road. The broad road represents the following. One, a life of unrighteousness. On the broad road, full of unrighteousness. People do this without respect. Unrighteousness. On that broad road. Unrighteousness. But I thank God as you hear the sound of my voice. May the Lord cause you to walk in righteousness. Somebody say amen. For the Bible says in the book of 1 Peter that the one we are serving is holy. So we must be holy. May you be holy. May I be holy. Number two, unrestrained passions. Unrestrained passions. The broad road. Unrestrained passion. God made you a man. God made her a woman. Broad road. Unrestrained passion. Without shyness. I am a preacher. They can take me away. I am preaching the word of God. On that road. Unrestrained passions. Women,
am I?
Instead of picking a man,
they
say they will pick a woman.
What? Everybody saying,
what a horrible thing.
Assemble
unrestrained passions.
They say, I think Canada,
you have a passion. You have a passion.
And now open near you a corner.
Unrestrained passion. Nobody controls your passion. You are on the broad road. You are on the broad road. It leads to destruction. That is what the Bible says. Carefree behaviors. Lesbians. Lesbians.
Carefree.
The other day I saw a machine. A machine. A plastic machine. I'm sorry, my father's a
mother.
The prick of a man.
Designed.
So you just go under and you press a button.
And
it will be working on you. Like a man is working on you. Unrestrained passions. Carefree behaviors. Carefree behaviors and lifestyle. Lifestyle. Carefree behavior. Lifestyle. When my tailor was sewing, I said, hey, I'm a pastor.
Oh, Pam, Natalia, you should on the petition. Papi.
Oh,
Busan, say. Oh, no, you're soft for
you. You're soft for Jimmy.
Hey, you're soft for Jimmy.
Okay, oh, for so, and
then you're soft for Jenna.
Can free life. You can wear a dress.
With Mr. Taribina, Pampi.
I mean, when you are going out, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, how do you see
man? Now, Then
you see a lady.
Now, be who a baby?
Hey, you are. You, You don't have to tell me you are a lady.
I know
when you pass, I know you are a lady. But you see some of the dresses. You yourself, as you walk through the streets, you are under high level tension. You yourself, as you walk, you are under tension.
Oh no.
Debbie. No. Yes. Irresponsible attitudes. Careless acts of wickedness and violence. Acts of wickedness and violence. Murder. Ladies, my sisters, I beg you, be careful in your marriages, and those of you about to marry, be careful. Now in Ghana, when you read the newspapers, when you go on the media, cutlasses. Now they don't weed anymore. They don't cut trees anymore. They are cutting my sisters. They are cutting sisters. They are killing people. They are just killing. In the name of love, they are killing. Hey, that is the spirit of the Broadway.
I'm robbery.
The other day, I was seeing my wife off around 4 a.m. Every morning, whether I like it or not, whether I'm praying, whether I'm sleeping, she will wake me
up.
And we had come out. Then I saw two young men on a motorbike. And I told my wife, blessed is this day.
And Shankasa day.
I have moved from Accra New Town in my mom.
These
young two boys on the motorbike, they are robbers. My wife, you are a woman. If not you,
and you
are, I would take action.
He said, Pastor, I beg you.
So we pass.
And you came.
And then we pass.
So
when we pass, then they saw another car. Then they speeded up their motorbike. When I was returning after seeing my wife off, it means they have picked a lady's bag. And all the items in the bag, they don't like, they have dropped it there. Murder. I'm robbery. Theft. I don't know. That young man last week
at La
Paz.
He
repairs gas stoves. And he has been asked to come and repair gas stoves.
Theft.
And some people had come from U.S. And they have dollars. So there is this sister who wants to change the dollars. But when he came, he didn't meet the brother. So he gave the money to another brother, hide it for me. So the young man went to the kitchen. And then there's a new gas.
It's
rubber around. New gas.
He
pulled the drawer, and then put the one there. Then this gas stove repairer
came.
So he was repairing the old gas. In the process, he could not finish. And they said, no, change it. Take the new one. So he took the new one. So he had to pull the rubber off. In the process of pulling the rubber, he found the 20,000. Then the first thing he did, I'm talking about 20,000, 200 million. The first thing he did, he said, I've left something outside. I want to go and bring it. So the money on his body. So he went out and released the money outside. Then he came back and tried to repair and then fix the new gas. Then they gave me the additional duty of repairing the old gas. Then he said, I beg you people.
Esremo.
There is something I have to buy.
Osokoto bibi.
Which is not on the old gas.
They said, yeah, so please, that
I will come another day.
Oh, me call Namaba.
Then he said, bye bye.
And was say, Otilong.
Then he went away.
And was call ye.
1 hour later. The one who put the money there,
you know, this is kind of share, no?
Came back.
No,
and when he saw that the new gas had been touched,
say,
then he started shouting. Then they called the ball. First time he didn't pick. Second time he picked. And when he picked, when he realized they are the people, he put it off. And from that day, he has not. Theft! They are trailing him. They are trailing him. Because of the phone he answered, they are trailing him. Sexual immorality. It's a character of the Broadway. Sexual immorality. Papa, when we were under Reverend Omani, who dare you?
Hey, one why?
Who dare you?
One why?
Who dare you?
One why?
When you say Martinka,
or Kasa Samna,
Pastor Martinka,
or Sofwa Sub Martinka,
say,
my feelings.
I want to marry this lady.
Hey, or say, I'm the person who is
Reverend Omani, was, do you know the rules?
Or so, Sofwa, or so, name, she said, is it the thing?
Keep yourself distant from the woman.
Or say, Sobe, why in the end, till home free in Sahabano.
You touch the woman after marriage.
Today.
But it's a character of the Broadway. Sexual immorality. Immoral sexual conduct. And intercourse. Debauchery. Sexuality. Following one's passion. I thank God that the people of Deliverance AG, they are not adult
worshipers.
In some churches. In some churches, with all respect, but no wonder, God is taking away some pastors very early. He's taking away because the people are now worshiping the pastors. The congregation are now worshiping the pastors. Idolatry. In my hometown, one of the towns in my hometown, Latte. One of the towns in my hometown. We have a God. These days it's not more popular.
They say they
all the popular ones are there.
Yeah,
you know that. Do you know that? Go and ask Ajina Sari, he will tell you. Do you know that? Hey! I come from a Kriapim. And there is this one at a Kriapim. The other day we heard.
And maybe
that.
I'm going to say, sir.
The Akonodi God have relocated to U.S.
Where to? Akon U.S.
Oh, yeah. They have relocated to U.S. So if you depend on that God, when you go there, they are not in U.S.
Idolatry.
In the north, there is
adultery.
In BA, there is adultery. In Ashanti, there is
adultery.
Ashanti. Now they are educating Ashanti young men. 1, 2, 3, member Udia. 5, 6, 7, member Udia. 6, 7, 8, member Udia. Idolatry. It is a character of the Broadway. Drunkenness. I was reading Assemblies of God. What we believe. And Assemblies of God
Assemblies
says, I don't care the scripture you quote. But Assemblies of God says, total abstinence. Total abstinence. Total abstinence. Total abstinence. In fact, yesterday, I took Abenkwai.
And when I say, would you Abenkwai?
So if you consider, this morning I have not touched it, but if I had touched it, I have something inside me. If you want alcohol, look, I took Banku the other day. After I have taken the Banku, I was dazed. I have to sleep. Some of the food you eat already contains alcohol. Drunkenness. It's a character of the Broadway. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let me talk about two things and I'll go to the other route.
You know, we are quite for fraud and so.
Fits of rage. Explosive anger that flames into violent words and deeds. Fits of rage. Explosive anger. That flames into violent words. Bible talks about we getting angry, but we should not allow ourselves to go up on anger. They are laying cutlasses on our sisters because of anger. Control your anger. Anger to a certain level is a character of the broad road. August. Excessive feasting. And rivalry. A party spirit. I go to party. You go to party. We go to party. You go to party. But there is a level. Invite me to your party. When I come, I will dance. When I see you, you are my brother. Oh, I will dance. I will dance. When the music flows, I will dance. But there is a level when I go and I get to. No, it's too excessive. Excessive feasting. Party spirit involving in alcoholic drugs. Alcoholic drugs. Alcoholic drugs. Marijuana.
Oh, no, weed, you know.
In fact, me, I don't know. I want to ask. If the smoke, Papa Soja, if the smoke of marijuana, I don't touch it. But in those days, when I stayed in my house, that Accra Newtown
house,
they will blow the thing. Because of my father, I can't touch it. But when they blow, the smell. The smell will come upon me.
There's a name piano. There
are all kinds of drugs.
And just a Nrobonibia.
Moroccan hashish.
They say Moroccan hashish.
They call it Moroccan hashish.
Moroccan hashish maintainer.
Moroccan hashish.
Moroccan hashish.
All kinds of drugs.
Just say Nrobonibia.
Some of them they inject. All kinds of drugs.
Drugs.
They are character of the Broadway.
May
the Lord help us. Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at the narrow road. The narrow road. Represent true repentance. In Proverbs 16 verse 25, the Bible says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is destruction. I invite you to walk on this road. I invite you to walk on this road. Walk on the narrow road. Men's ministry. Walk on the narrow road. As you hear the sound of my voice, walk on this narrow road. It is not easy. I know it is not easy. But you are able. I am able. You are able. Jesus said he has prayed for us. We are able. We are able. True repentance. Self denial to follow Jesus. Sincere endeavor to obey his command. Sincere. We endeavor to be sincere. To obey the word of God. To obey the commandments of God. Earnestly seeking the kingdom of God. Like you have done this morning. Put your hands together, you are in church. Put your hands together, you are in church.
Sorry.
I will soon finish. Put your hands together. The Lord richly bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Persevering in the Christian life.
No
matter what is happening to you. Persevere.
I said,
I thank God. When I was growing, there are most of the young men in this church. I agree with them. Alongside, there were some senior men ahead of me. I am seeing my fathers of age. Yes, that is very good. We should endeavor. No matter what. No matter the problem.
Persevere.
Put your hands together for the deliverance agreement.
Yes, sir.
No man will do that.
Yes, sir.
Don't do that. But I am saying this. On the narrow road. No matter what happens to you. Persevere. Until the end. No matter what happens. If you are a pastor. If you are a deacon. If you are a church member. Whether good. Whether bad. Persevere. To the end. That is the character. Of the narrow road. Persevere in faith. Persevere in purity. Persevere in love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You can bring the Facebook back. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the media.
Media
for
no nyame shramo. Adamase.
So I've looked at the two roads. The nature of the two roads. Now we want to look at the destination of the two roads. I'm left with 10 minutes. The destinations of the two roads. In life, every road leads to a destination. Ghana to Togo. To Benin. To Nigeria. To
Cameroon.
To Central African Republic. Then you move to Sudan. Then you go to Ethiopia. You go to Somalia. You go to Yemen. Then you enter Saudi Arabia. And then you are in the Middle East. So if you have a vehicle. If you have a vehicle that can drive this way, so the Ghanaian boys that go to Spain, this is how they move. But I pray for you.
Hey, Mamunko.
I encourage you. Wait, the Lord will give you visa. Say amen.
Amen.
I was in Spain.
Of course, Spain.
And the house I stayed in, I saw a young man. I nodded my head. When I was coming back to Ghana, he told me he stays at Nibo
Town.
And the mother sells porridge by the roadside. So then in Hausa, I asked him. I said, I know the place. I said, I pass there always. He wrapped me. The way he wrapped me is scary. So when I was going, I said, Charlie, I'm going. Give me something to give to your mother.
So,
oh, pastor, I will send them. Don't worry, I will send them. But pastor, go and tell them I'm around. So I got there. When I got to the house, I was sad. Just when I entered the house,
I was sad.
And I greeted the woman. And the father also came out. And in house, I told them, I was with your son. In Spain.
I was Spain.
The town is called Murcia.
I'm called Murcia.
He said, yes, my son is in Murcia.
Ah, well, Murcia.
They were happy.
How many
and as I was talking,
they
were watching my hands.
When
my hands drops,
they
said, they were watching whether I'll put your hands
in my pocket.
But I have nothing from their son.
Then, so the banner, and I said,
your son says,
say,
he greets you.
What
he will call you and will send you money.
God, this can't so be brave.
Then I changed.
And what done in the home?
As I was going,
I brought Okono.
Then I heard the woman say,
what you say, my America say?
Why? Why? Then I was sad. She made a few statements.
Or can some fool be so?
That young man.
Sabrantuano.
You've gone to Spain.
What could do to Spain?
You moved from Ghana.
What
Togo, Togo, Benin, Nigeria, Cameroon. Nigeria,
Cameroon, Sudan.
And you got to Spain.
What Namua could see.
You didn't die.
Where who?
And in Spain.
And I was Spain once.
That is why he smokes. He smokes marijuana.
And what one num?
When all the guys are going to work, he will hide.
And
hide. When he puts on his jacket, when he's walking, his legs don't touch the ground. This is how he walks.
Yes.
Hey! You do that in Spain. I could not tell the mother. I could not tell the father. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? May the Lord help us. Somebody said amen. When you from Ghana, you move to Cote
d'Ivoire.
You move to Liberia.
Liberia.
You go to Sierra Leone.
Sierra Leone.
You go to Guinea. To Guinea-Bissau. Then to Gambia.
Gambia.
Then to Senegal.
Senegal.
Then to Cape Verde.
Cape Verde,
Cape Verde Island.
Cape Verde.
Then you move to Mauritania.
Mauritania.
Western Sahara.
Sahara.
To Morocco.
Morocco.
Where the Spain people pass.
Spain
most of the boys that succeed. If you want to succeed, if you have somebody in Morocco, I will allow you to go. Then you enter
Europe.
I am talking about the destinations of the two roads. In the same way, the two roads lead to respective destinations. The broad road leads to eternal damnation. Eternal damnation and destruction. A place of colossal perpetual darkness. A place of eternal torment and restlessness. A place of eternal separation from God. Eternal separation from your parents. Eternal separation from your friends. Eternal separation from your relatives. A place of gnashing of teeth. Gnashing of teeth. A place of gnashing of teeth. May the Lord help us. But the narrow road. As I bring my sermon to a close. But the narrow road. But the narrow road. It leads to eternal life. And bliss. It leads to eternal life and bliss. It is a place of eternal life. Light of glory and joy. It is a place of uninterrupted fellowship with God. It is a place of uninterrupted fellowship with God. Uninterrupted. When you study the book of Revelation, it is a place of uninterrupted fellowship with God. The narrow road leads you to a place where there will be no more death. No more death. No more grief. Or crying or pain. The old things have passed away. On the narrow road. It is a place where there will be no more death. No more grief. No more crying. No more pain. That is why I say, persevere to the end. On the narrow road. Soon and very soon. When Jesus shall appear, he will appear He said, those who have died in Christ who rise first, and those of us living, and we are living a holy life, we will have a changed body and we'll be caught up in the heaven. Somebody put your hands together for Jesus. I know you will make it. I will make it. And I know you will make it. I know you will make it. Through this narrow road, I want to assure somebody. When you were dancing, I saw one of my sons. Through this narrow road, you can meet your dead father. Through this narrow road, when you walk in Christ and you die before, or you don't die, on this narrow road, if your father who was in Christ died, you will see him again. If your mama, my mama died last year, I know, on the day I will see her again. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Your husband, you will see. Your father, you will see. Your brother, you will see. Your uncle, you will see. Hey, beloved, I am challenging you. Be on the narrow road. It is not easy to walk on the narrow road. But I have come to tell you, may you be on the narrow road. May you be on the narrow road. Through this road, we can meet again. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
On this narrow road, we can meet again. I am a preacher, but I am not an angel. I know the Lord has forgiven us. Years ago, I school at Jowlu. And was a school student at Jowlu. I was in church.
No, I'm sorry.
In fact, Ebenezer Assemblies of God.
No, Ebenezer Assemblies.
I was a secondary school boy.
No, Okosuku. Pon.
Kwame Eugene.
Kwame Eugene.
What's my name?
Then he didn't know.
So that Kwame Eugene, tell him, original is here.
Kwame Eugene, I guess I know why.
May the Lord forgive us. He has forgiven us. I was a contractor of raps. Well, you know raps?
Yes, a bus.
Our time we call it raps.
They can raps now.
And in 1978, around that place, our dancing town, we call it Pore.
We
call it Pore.
Tiptole,
we call it Pore. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Pore.
Pore.
And I was a contractor.
You know
my house? The same job gave me my land.
Eh?
I was in secondary school, form 4.
That land.
Because I was a rapper.
I rapped
already for a man. And when he was going to buy the land. No, they are married today.
Hey, I'm not worried.
That one I succeeded. I didn't bring trouble. And he was going to buy land. He works at Vaco. And I said, oh, brother, I will go with you. I like the land. Then he gave me the figure. I hustle my mother. I told my mother, they said we should bring 3 books. Joe is the truth.
Books.
I didn't even know that people were.
No,
I said, Joe Graffi. Mama, Joe Graffi. Mama. I said, Mama, I found all the money, but it was only four cities. The land was 20 cities. So that's my land, I bought the 20 cities. Ablekuma. Fine place. When the land gas meet me, they say, Kai! I said, Kai, you like
Hey, Obo, can't say no to Genua. No, to Genua, they say no.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I rap a woman.
Rap a man.
But, Pastor, as I look into your face, I am shy. As I say this, but I want to tell you, I am not an angel. But I am back on the narrow road.
Praise God.
One day I rap a lady. I am going to make a statement.
But
forgive me. I am remembering some of my sinful nature.
Hey!
I rap the lady. And I was with my young man. And it's a foray time. And I'm putting the lady to a corner.
And because of one corner,
my father and my pastor are here.
Pastor,
and you know, I shouted. As I was handling the body of the lady. As I was handling the body of the lady. Then the lady said, go inside. When I said, hey, maybe I said, God knew.
Also, your assembly is new.
Miss Muchi Namindi. Did you hear that?
Also, I said, me.
Miss Muchi Namindi. May the Lord forgive me.
You will play romance.
May the Lord forgive me. May the Lord forgive me.
Yeah, fine channel.
So I have my classmates. We were about three in that corner. The thing was going on live. It was going on live. I was the only person. I ran away. I
want
to run away. After that, they gave me a name. Miss Muchi.
He will romance, but he will not penetrate.
Most of them. Most of them have stopped calling me that name. But there is one young man called
Seth.
He's at the Takwa.
Seth is on Jaida.
When he calls me a fool,
a friend of a phone swear,
then he will remind me. Miss Muchi. Namindi.
Also for some of my friends in Inferno.
Amen. I was on the broad road. I was a member of a Ebenezer Assembly.
Full time.
I was a member. But God touched me. He touched me. May the Lord touch you. May the Lord relieve you. May the Lord deliver you. May the Lord set you free. Be on the narrow road. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.
They shall have eternal